You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and joined in studio by Kate Lochte and Kathy Hodge.
And that's not all. We've got that Matt Markgraf taking a picture of the star of the show today, Little Girl.
Yes, she is the star, isn't she? She's precious. She's one of a litter of five puppies. She'll be 8 weeks old on Saturday. And she's with her mom is definitely a lab basset mix. So she's got her mom's little short, cute legs. And her dad is either a border collie or Aussie mix with a bob tail. So she's got her dad's bob tail. And otherwise, she's just cuteness all the way from one end to the other. But she's black and has brown feet and a little white stripe down her face and a little white patch on her back. And she's precious. And she's on our pet finder page on the internet, so if people want to see pictures of little girl and her siblings, they're all on there.
And you hear little girl a bit, and that's because this is, I think, her first solo outing with just people around.
This is a big adventure for her. I mean, coming to the radio is always a big adventure, but lots of times we're bringing them from a foster where there's just one, you know. And since there's five of them, and this is her first time away from everybody, so I think she's trying to figure out how the world works when you're on your own. So.
And it's her first time on a lead, and she's doing really well.
Doing great with her collar, but she's really not sure this leash is a good idea. She'd much rather just go running down the hall. I think she would, and this is a nice long hall, she would enjoy that, I'm sure. We may have to let her do that before we leave.
So Matt's taking pictures for the WKMS Facebook page, where you'll be able to see little girl in addition to Pet Finders. Mm-hmm. Is it petfinders.com at forthepets.org or vice versa?
The easiest way to get to just these animals, the ones that we have in our foster program, is to go to forthepets.org. And if you go to forthepets.org, there's a link right there available for adoption, and you can get everybody.
Yeah, there you go. And you have a whole passel of puppies.
We've got her litter. We took in three yesterday that we'll be posting this evening, and then we're supposed to be getting nine more today. So that'll be more to go up on the website. It's that time of year, and we always like to and feel necessary to remind people to please spay and neuter your dogs and your cats. We're just overwhelmed, and as is everyone in the area, with kittens and puppies right now. And some of these we can save because we do have rescues and adoptions and all that we can get a lot of these out into. But there's a lot of them that don't make it all around the area. There's just not as many people looking to adopt dogs as there are people who are letting their animals breed. So it's we've got a program here in Callaway County where we pay for, along with the veterinarian support, we can pay for half the cost of spaying and neutering your animal if it's done here in Callaway County. And I know some of the other counties probably have programs of that sort. So there's some help out there. Ours is for low-income households. We would love to, if somebody wants to give us a couple of $1 million, we'll make it available to everybody. You know, we would love to be able to make it available to everyone. But and we're glad to help people that maybe if you know someone who needs to have their animal spayed or neutered and they just don't have the money to do it, but you're willing to help with that, you know, just give us a call and we'll partner with you maybe to get some more animals spayed or neutered. It's just so important because these puppies and kittens are adorable, but the bottom line, as I said, is there's not enough homes for all of them.
And so in addition to help with that, there are all ongoing needs for shelter supplies.
Oh, always.
Food.
Always. The shelter is just seething in kittens. I mean, there are kittens everywhere right now, and I know they're even having to turn some away because there's only a certain amount of space for kittens. And so they can use kitten food and puppy food most all the time. We don't have as many kittens, but we can use puppy food all the time. So it's it varies a little bit from time to time during the year. We don't need puppy and kitten food, of course, as much in the dead of winter as we do this time of year, but dog and cat food always.
Now, you speaking of the time of year, I noticed you brought a rabies clinic flyer up.
Yeah, it's in Callaway County, June is the month that our low-cost rabies clinics are usually held. I know I see them done mostly in June throughout throughout the area and the region. So certainly people just need to check with the vet clinic in their area and see what's going on in their community. But it is a law in Kentucky that every cat and dog be have a rabies shot once a year. So it's important to do. It's not just that it's a law, but it's the healthy thing to do. And in Callaway County in June, they're doing it a little bit differently than they have for the past few years. And I think it's a really nice thing that our vet clinics are doing, because they are making this available and convenient for just about everybody, no matter what your work schedule or school schedule or whatever might be. In the entire month of June, June 2nd through June 30th, there are three vet clinics in the community that will be, you can go in as a walk-in anytime and say, I need my $10 rabies shot, and they will stop and do that for you. That's the Veterinary Medical Center here on 12th Street, Warner Animal Clinic on Wiswell Road, and then Westside Veterinary Service out on Robertson Road. So Warner and Veterinary Medical Center and Westside are all doing those just as walk-ins anytime during the day. Then to accommodate those folks that regular daytime hours don't suit so well, there are special evening clinics that are being provided by the Murray Animal Hospital and Animal Health and Wellness, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. on four different evenings in June. One's out at Duncan's Market serving the east side of town, one's at the health department here in town, one's at the Hazel Community Center, and one's out at the Kirksey Methodist Church. And we'll have all of these specific dates on our website. Or if you are interested and you just want to call your vet and say, when can I come get a rabies, shot with you, then that's fine too. But it's just a $10 charge. And so that, especially for those folks that have multiple dogs, saving $4 or $5 on a vaccine can be very, very helpful.
The volume discount line doesn't go over real big at vet's offices.
Not so much. At least I haven't seen that myself. So this is a nice way for them to help us all out to abide by that law and keep our animals safe. And so the month of June is what you need to pay attention to, though. I would like a nickel for how many people call us the first week of July saying, now, when was that rabies clinic coming up? And I'm saying, well, it ended last Friday. So we're really trying hard to get the word out so that people don't get into that predicament and don't get a chance to take advantage of the discount.
Kathy, aside from introducing Little Girl to all of us, Little Girl is, by the way, entertaining herself quietly.
She is. She's being a very good girl.
Have you anything else up your sleeve for the Humane Society?
Well, we'll be at Big Lots next Saturday the 24th, and then at Tractor Supply on Saturday the 31st with microchipping clinics. And bringing whatever pets we have for adoption at that time. So we'll be at both of those places here in Murray, the Big Lots on the 24th and Tractor Supply on the 31st. So we're excited about those, just getting out, getting in the community and making it really easy for people to find us for microchipping is something that we really want to do. And so we're looking forward to doing that in this couple of Saturdays to come up.
Excellent. Once again, we are hosting a charming visit by Little Girl, mm-hmm. the sort of lab, sort of basset, sort of shepherd, mm-hmm. sort of sweet.
Yep,
little
that would
pup.
Be her. That would be her.
She's got really big feet.
Yeah, she's got the basset feet for sure. And I hope people will take a look at her siblings on Pet Finder. One of them's just a pretty fluffy black puppy. One of them's a chocolate brown, little sort of medium length hair all over. One of them is two pretty shades of chocolate brown, just a real deep chocolate and then sort of a latte
color. Is
that
Reese's?
No, but it looks like that.
Okay.
It looks like we had one not long ago that we called Reese's, and it's the same kind of look, that sort of latte color and then the dark chocolate color, and really pretty puppy. And they've all been they're in a foster home where the folks have children, and you couldn't find more well-socialized puppies if you tried. The kids have carried them around and played with them and from the time they were born. So I think that's always such an advantage, because we don't always have that situation. And these little guys have never had a chance not to be social. They have been from day one, and they're very, very sweet.
Thank you for bringing Little Girl
up,
Kathy Hodge. Kathy is Executive Director of the Humane Society of Callaway County, and Little Girl, it may be your next best friend.